The sports minister, Nadim Tetwa, released a statement over the weekend saying that the Members Council of Cricket South Africa has agreed with a recommendation, a demand from the interim board, which follows on the recommendations of the Nicholson report into the governance of cricket nearly a decade ago, that the majority of members on the soon-to-be-constituted board for Cricket South Africa should be independent, and the chairperson should be independent as well. They had previously voted 8-6 against that. Neil Manthorpe, cricket correspondent for MWP Media, also keeps a blog going, a very good one, Manners on Cricket. Apparently three, what's your information, Neil? I read three members of the Members' Council were persuaded to change their view on this.
Hello, John. Can I just tell you that you've crossed me with impeccable timing, because South Africa are just about to level the T20 international series against Pakistan.
Good. It looked likely, with Aidan Markram coming back into some limited overs form with a 50 in the first, and I don't know what he got. He was 29 not out last time I looked.
54 off 30 balls, and okay. South Africa have just scored the winning runs now. And a comprehensive victory as well. I'm determined to get some cricket into this crossing, you know.
Okay, good.
So they have. They've a very fine performance from George Linder, who took three wickets, as did Lizard Williams. And Aidan Markram, 50, and Heinrich Klassen leading the team to victory with six overs to spare. Well, John, the information that I have from a very, very reliable source is that it's not particularly encouraging. It's certainly not reassuring, because the way the Members' Council voted, 14 of them, remember, 14 provincial presidents, when we say that, when the minister said that the Members' Council had voted in favour of the changes of a revamped administration, actually only seven of the 14 voted in favour. Five voted against, and there were two abstentions. So, in other words, five members of the Members' Council, five provincial presidents, were prepared to see Cricket South Africa suspended as an affiliate member of the ICC and thrown out of international cricket. And two were so diffident about that happening that they didn't bother to exercise their votes. So how encouraging is it that half of the Members' Council are still very much embedded in the administration of Cricket South Africa, the game that we all love, and only seven of them were prepared to vote in change in favour of an administration that is hopefully, because it's, as you said, dominated by independents and chaired by an independent, will be a lot more successful than we've seen in the previous 20 years. So I find that distressing and disturbing and worrying for the immediate future.
Put like that, absolutely. It might seem like now it's done and dusted, and it's just a question of crossing the T's and dotting the I's. But they have to come up with a nominations committee. They have to come up with a nominations process. I've heard suggestions that they're going to try and expand the size of the board. So even though the board is dominated by independents, still a very high number of provincial presidents get a seat on that board, and with the seat on the board, all the perks and privileges and money that comes with it. So, I mean, this might be something significant which has been achieved, but all rosy for the future of cricket? No.
Well, exactly. I put it this way. I think there's been a seedy, distressing, and deeply harmful street fight. And what this decision has allowed is for everyone to get into a respectable ring, and in many ways, a boxing ring, that is. In many ways, the fighting and the jockeying and the jostling for position and for the appointments is going to start now. I mean, in many ways, the fight starts now. It's just been made official. I mean, I don't want to sound too depressed and depressing, because I do think that what has happened is that a blueprint for a far better governance system has been put in place for future generations. And there's not, and look, the majority independent board and the independent chair is not a silver bullet, and it's certainly no guarantee of success. I mean, Cricket Australia have had this system in place for years, and they appointed David Peaver, who's a cricket man through and through, came from a corporate mining background with Rio Tinto. And he was so successful and such a good cricket man that he rose soon to become chairman of the board. And then when there was a dispute with the players, he treated the players as if they were humble mine workers and said, right, well, if they're not going to accept our decisions, then we're going to replace them all with other workers, because that was the way he had been successful in the corporate world. It's very difficult to sack Mitchell Starc and Steve Smith and David Warner and the rest of the Australian cricket team and say that you can just replace them. So, you know, that was an example of an independent director that went badly wrong for Cricket Australia. And there will no doubt be directors, independent directors, who are neither suitable nor qualified nor indeed independent enough, who will somehow be appointed. There will be mistakes in Cricket South Africa. But as I said, the blueprint for a much brighter future has been laid now, and the draft of a new new constitution, an MOI, has been prepared and drafted, and it will hopefully, unless it's sabotaged at the last minute again, be adopted at the AGM as soon as that can be held. And so I have optimism for the future. I just think it's going to be neither quick nor easy, and I think that there's going to be some more street fighting to take place before we actually get there.
But at least we won a T20 match against Pakistan. Neil Mantle, thank you very much.